Our final section of this collective captures a few short conversations between the radio hosts. And of course, the theme is Christmas. We will cover an essential gift for others and ourselves. That's between Chris, JJ, and me. The need for a pause, you know, like a rest. That's JJ, Chris, and Jill talking about that. Finding hope with Sherry. Being emotionally healthy at Christmas. That's Jim Burns. Celebrating Christmas with emerging adults. That's with Mark, Alice, and Jill. A Christmas letter from Jesus. That's Jill. And love God, love yourselves, and love others with Jackie, Chris, and Sherry. I hope this will be an encouragement to you. Let's listen in. It is the season of gift giving, and I wonder what you guys are getting for yourself. Like, what's your Christmas? What's your Christmas list? I mean, you know.
Can I get a half an hour of alone time? Is that too much to ask?
Put that on your schedule.
Ooh, I like that. I want that on my list. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you think about all the people that we minister to, counsel, and, you know, you just like you just said, though, Chris, is a time for themselves. You know, some of the best gifts that you can give to others is helping them with their mental health, with your mm-hmm. own mental health.
Yeah.
And because it changes the future. You know, you think about the men that you serve at Every Man's Battle, JJ, that you are impacting their legacy. Mm-hmm. Their family will be different. And I know many times we hear from people who will say, New Life has changed my life
yeah.
because of what we've learned. You know, whether it is an anger problem or a porn problem, there is help for that. So what would you say if somebody who needs some help, mm-hmm. but they feel awkward in asking for help, or maybe they're in denial, maybe they don't even realize that their family has been saying, hey, you really got to, you know, check on yourself. What would the two of you say to somebody who's kind of stuck in not knowing how to take care of themselves? Chris, we'll start with you.
Taking care of yourself in different ways, the result is nobody dies.
That's
like,
good.
Like, I really mean that. Like in this sort of, we create all of these internal blocks and barriers, all these reasons why. You know, and I'll use myself as an example. A family member confronted me on an issue about a year and a half ago, and it was around the issue of the management of finances. And I was, all of these defenses were in me, where it's like, well, you're not managing yours that well, or how do you know? Or like, I didn't think they had the right information. But I was like, oh, for me to go get help in this area of my life, what would be the downfall of that?
Mm-hmm.
Whether the person was accurate or not, or whether what was ever going on in their lives, my defenses were keeping me away from the help that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so by taking a deeper dive into that and really getting the help, I'm not saying it solved all my problems, but it certainly moved the needle of my life to better.
Mm, I love that.
Getting help, no one dies.
That's it. Like, we want everybody to live. That's
yes.
good. JJ,
yes.
JJ, how about you?
I love that. I love the idea of being able to hear in somebody else's criticism, in somebody else's critique of me, even if I don't think they have a right to say anything, or I don't think they have all the right information, or I don't even think their criticism is accurate, what in it can I learn from? What in it can be used for good? There's a great old article called The Cross in Criticism by Alfred Poirier. And he does a good job of making that as one of the points, that no matter where it's coming from, no matter what it's saying, am I willing to listen to what's there? Let God use what's there to help heal me. And I would just add one thing, which is we recognize from Scripture as well as ourselves that the sins of the fathers are revisited on the third and fourth generation. But the blessing of the righteous, if I choose righteousness, healthiness, wholeness, that blessing goes to 1,000 generations.
So good.
So it's a great return on investment.
It sure is. That'll be the best gift that you give your family this year. If you need help, you know we are here for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. That's how you get help. Or you can go to newlife.com and you can see all of the different ways. You know, maybe you even need to download the free app, because then we'll be in your pocket all the time.